Good evening, everybody. We're going to talk to Hashem about Shor Hanisko and Yisurei Hanoah. The Gemara, our Gemara in Pesachim, discusses Shor Hanisko a little bit. Let's just look at that piece of the Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem. It's on Chaf Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara says, second please. Of course, the shore is a nevela. He gets kila. It's not kishach and shechita. It's nevela. Nevela sura ba'achila. Matam lomer leyachel. Bagel lechol kosef shim shachtu lachar shnigmar dino. Also, it's telling you that if you shecht the shore haniskol after the gmar din declaring a shore haniskol, a person shechts it, it's still aser. Even though it's not a nevela, alpa pichin, it's still aser. The Gemara continues how it's Asr Bahanoah as well, in the drasha of Rebbe Vo, or the drasha of Chesky, some two different drashas of the Rosh Nachila imply the Chilin Hanoah. So that's Shor Hanisko. So again, Gemara at first says it's Nevela. It seems like it's Nevela anyway, by any time you kill an animal not by Shechit, it's Nevela. And the Gemara says if you shecht it even, based on the Pasuk, even then it's Asr. And it's Asr Bahanoah as well as Bahanoah from the drasha of Rebbe Vo or Chesky, of Lo Tochel, Yoyochel, Lo Yachel, however the drashas go. We discussed in one of the chaburas, the last chabur I gave, how achil and hanor relate. I tried to explain, I think, that according to most Rishonim, the main achila really, the main isser is hanor. Hanor is the main isser, and achila is a primer form of isser hanor. Therefore, the Torah asers achila and hanor, it's asering really hanor. And the Torah says, you can't have any hanor, and if you get, and especially or including the hanor called achila. So achila is aser b'taras hanoa. Most Rishonim say that there's malchus for achila and malchus for hanoa. The Rambam differs in that. But either way, there's achila and there's hanoa. Most Rishonim seem to learn out. This is the Rabbeinu David learns this way. I'm trying to remember who. The many Rishonim learn this way. Tosus learns this way. I think the Miri learns this way. Achila is included in the hanoa. Yes, there's a hanoa, and achila is a form of hanoa. It's a primary form of hanoa, and that's why achila is aser. But Torah's hanoa, begetter hanoa, when there's nisar achila and hanoa. However, we learned that the Ran explains farkirat. The Ran says, I think Rabbi Kivagra, wants to say the stam. But the Ran explains that no, achila is the primary yeser. When the Torah says lo tochol, or lo yach, or whatever it is, It needs achila. We have a separate drasha to add on hanoah. Hanoah is like a harchav or a hemshech of the isra of achila. But really, achila is the isra. Achila is the isra. The Torah then tacks on isra hanoah. But achila is not asr b'toras hanoah. Achila is asr b'toras achila. And hanoah is an addition, an addendum to isra achila. I was going through the Gemaras here on Shor Hanisko. There are two other Gemaras that talked about the drasha of Rebbe Vo Shor Hanisko. And I think Kiddushin as well as Bava Kama. And Rashi has an interesting lashon. It could be he holds like the Ram, but I don't think so. Rashi says that in both this is in Bava Kama, Mem Aleph, and Kiddushin Nun Vav. Rashi says that the Torah asers the Gemara. I'll start a little before that. The Gemara says that the only time Rav Vo's drasha applies to learn out Isser Hanoah is if the word Achila means Achila as well. If we know the lashon, if we know the Isser Achila from some other source, then the word Achila does not imply Hanoah. Hanoah, the Isser Achila and Hanoah. Hanoah is only if the lashon of achila, the tochol, lo yochol, whatever, if that comes to teach us this or achila and hanoah together. If those two tells us about achila, then it tells us about hanoah. That's what the Gemara there says. So Rashi says, I should have brought the Gemara here, but it's okay. Rashi both in Bava Kama and Kiddushin on that Gemara Rebbe Vo, about the Shor Hanisko actually, says lashon nami. So too, if the Torah is telling you about the Isser achila, so it tells you so too achila and hanoah. Rashi, if you read it, you see Rashi seems to say that the Torah is just throwing in, basically tossing in two Isserim, achila and hanoah, to lashon achila. Achila is a catchphrase meaning don't have achila, don't have hanoah. But it's not that the hanoah is somehow the main Isser and Achila is the manifestation of Hanoah, or Achila is the Isser, and Hanoah is tacked on to Achila, like an extension of Achila. But no, the Torah answers Achila and Hanoah. It just happens to answer them, however this is, within the same law and the same phraseology of the Lashon Achila. But Achila and Hanoah are two separate categories of Isser that happen to just coincide together, coexist together. The Torah puts them together. But it's not that one's an extension of the other, one's an expression of the other, like most Rishonim seem to learn. That's just important to know that for the Shor Hanisko, what I want to talk about now in Shashem. The famous Machlokas, before we get into it, in Tosfos, Tosfos, other Rishonim, about when the Shor Niskel becomes Usur. Once Bez and Paskins that this Shor Niskel is Usur, they can Gemar Din, they Paskins Shor Niskel, and Hedron of 23, if that's the Katana Paskins Shor Niskel, when does the Isser of Hanoah apply? So the Rashi, as well as many Rishonim, say, Isser of Shor Niskel, the Mirius says the same thing, has affairs. Isser of Shor Niskel applies as soon as they make a Gemar Din. Once they declare this Shor is Hayamisa, has to have Skila, from then on the Shor is Usur. You can't ride on it. You can't have any benefit from it is Usur. There's no Hanoah allowed whatsoever. Now, if you won't be, there's no, you can't talk about eating it until you shecht it while it invents the piece of meat. However, the Isser Hanoah applies as soon as the Bezin passes the Shor Niskel. There's a famous sheet of Ravenu Tam, though, both in Zavachim, Daf Ayin, and in Tosfos, and Daf Ayin, and Zavachim, and in Sanhedrin, Daf Peyam, and Aleph. And Tosfos there, Ravenu Tam, and the Tosfos says, no, the Isser Shor Niskel, the Ravenu Tam proves from Gemara, the Isser Hanoah is only once it is killed. While the Shor is still alive, a person may ride on the Shor to the, he may use the Shor for its, for a giza, for its hair value, whatever, you know, whatever. I don't know, there's no wool from a Shor, but whatever hair, I guess you can use for mattress, whatever it is, you can use the Shor for Hanoah while it's still alive. Even though the Gemara says, the Ravenu Tam is a very big kasha, the Gemara says that, at Lachar Gemar Din, it's Macharo Eino Machar, if you sell it, it's not a sale. So how can that be? According to Rashi, it's very nice. It's not a sale. It's Asur B'Hanoah. And this Asur B'Hanoah, normally, you have no kinyan. It becomes not yours anymore. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says, how can it be? The Gemara says that's not, the Mechira doesn't take place. Well, if it's Lutzer B'Hanoah until it's shechted, how could the Mechira after Gemar Din be meaningless? Until if they do the, till they shecht or they stone it, whatever, they stone it, it should be a good Mechira. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it just means you can't sell it, because by selling it, you're being Ma'aves as a din. You're being Ma'anes a din. You're delaying the din. There's a din, you can't sell it. If it's sold, the sale is again deemed ineffective somehow because you're not allowed to sell it. You're delaying and you're diverting from the din by delaying the din by selling to somebody else. But really, Nikra din, you could, the sale in theory would be a good sale. So too, Banner Tom says, even if you can't delay the din, you can't go ahead and take a ride on it, take it traveling on the Shor Niskel to go sightseeing, but you can ride the Shor Niskel to the base of Skila, for instance, and they shecht the Skila, things like that. Or the Bezin is delaying, they're not ready to do it yet, but you can take a ride on a stump. It's much of an help. So Reb Altman and I were discussing this 2 weeks ago when we had to ask something else, which he thinks applied here actually, which is, I agree with him, which is, what's the Isser of the Shor Niskel? According to most Rishonim, according to Rashi and the Miri and others also, they say it's Asur Mechayim, as soon as they pass the Shor Niskel, it's Asur, if any Hanoah from it. They say that the Shor Niskel is a Chalos Isser, where they pass it. It's similar to the Hektish or Cherim or something like that, or Chetzu Vodazara. It's an Isser Hanoah, Stam. The whole Isser applies to Shor Niskel right away. It's true, the Isser Achila doesn't pertain until the Shechti, because it's not Basar yet. However, the Isser Hanoah will pertain right away as soon as they declare it to Shor Niskel. It's similar to a case, it's similar to Hektish or other types of things like that. It's just Chal right away, like Muksa, Haktsa, it's designated Shor Niskel. It's an Isser Hanoah designated upon it, declared upon it right away. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's formulated as Machalos Asuros. The whole Isser of Shor Niskel, the whole Yisod of it is a form of Machalos Asuros. And therefore, until it's a maichel, until it's shechted, or until it's stoned normally, the way to do it is to stone it, until the skill takes place, you can't talk about Isurim of the Shor Niskel. There's no Chalos Isur at all. It's a din of Machalos Asur. The Holy Isur of Shor Niskel is a form of Machalos Asuros. And therefore, until it is killed, there's no Chalos Isur. There's a hovering Isur that's pending, that's going to be Chal upon, it's waiting to be Chal as soon as they stone it. But until then, the Shor Niskel is just heter. It's not a Michael. There's only Isur Machalos Asuros. That's what it is. And it's not a Michael yet. Therefore, the Shor Niskel is Mutzer B'Hanoah until it is stoned. So that's that. The Rambam, though, before that, there's also Meduyuk and Rashi, and Tosfos seems to say the same thing, and many Rishonim say the same idea, that the Shor Niskel, see, the Gemara we read earlier in Pesachim says, isn't it in the Vela? It says, yeah, isn't it in the Vela? And the Gemara says, oh, there's a drush that tells you, even if you shecht, you do a kosher shechita, it is still Aser. So Rashi and Tosfos, as well as some other Rishonim, say, learn the following. What is the Isser of the Shor Niskel? Isser Achila. Isser Hanoah is an Isser Hanoah, period. But Isser Achila, what type of Isser Achila is it? What's the category? So Rashi and Tosfos, many Rishonim learn that if they stone it, it's Asr Al Snevela. It's a Nevela. And if someone shechts it, it's Asr for some new Isser, whatever, Isser Shor Niskel. It's Basr Shel Isser, Sar Isser. But normally, if they do it properly and they stone the Shor Niskel, it's Asr as a Nevela. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn, other Rishonim learn the same thing. And in fact, Tosfos here on Chas Beis, Amud Beis, and our Gemara in Pesachim, even though there's another Tosfos, and I think it's in Baba Kama that differs with this, and only in this it's a technical difference. He says here, he says, well, look, the drasha that tells us here that if you go ahead and check the shore and Niskal is still Aser, well, the Gemara in Baba Kama uses this same Zeras HaKasuf to teach us another din about the shore and Niskal. So Tosfos says, no, Chinami, either the drasha is telling you if you shecht it, it's still Aser, or it's telling you something else. But you see from here, Lav Dafka, Tosfos says Lav Dafka, it could be if you shecht the shore and Niskal, 21 Bandamer. No, it's just kosher, it's fine. You can't have it Hanoi, you can't eat it because it's a form of Hanoi, but there's no Isser on it, because the Isser really is Nevela. Isser is Nevela. If you do it the proper way, it's also Mishu Nevela, and if you go ahead and shecht it, so the Imam Damar and Argamara says, okay, it's also nonetheless for some other Isser, whatever Isser that is, but it's really Isser of Nevela. And that's how Rashi learns the same. If you look at Rashi in Kedushin, it seems to be the same thing, that it's really the Vela is the main Isser, the Shor Niskal is Rechila, and there's an additional Isser, it happens to be if you shechted it, Apal Pichin is Osir for some other reason. However, the Rambam seems to learn otherwise. Let's look at the Rambam. This is in Machalos Asuros, at the end of Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf Beis. There are two ways to learn the whole Shittas of Rambam, but the way I want to present it is...
Wait a minute. Yes. Nevela is not Asa Bahana, so what do you mean it's Asa Mitoos Nevela?
Oh, that's... No, the Achila is Asa Mitoos Nevela. And the Gemara that says the following. The Gemara in Kedushin and in Baba Kama says, if you learn it the way they're learning it, Achila is Asa Mishum Nevela. However, if you go ahead and shecht it, it's Asa...
Who's saying this? Who are you saying this in? Which
Rishon? Rashi and Tosfos, as well as a few other Rishonim learn the same way. I didn't take notes on them. But,
this is Rabbeinu Tam or not Rabbeinu Tam?
He doesn't discuss. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't discuss this exactly. There's the Stam, the Tosfos. So he would say like this: if you do it normally, it's Aser Mishum Nevela, the Achila. The Hanah is Aser for some other Hanah. It's not the Hanah Avela, because the Avela is Mitzvah Hanah. But how does the Gemara learn the Aser Hanah? The Gemara says with Feirish that the Lashon Achila, since Lashon Achila tells you that if you shecht it, it's Aser Apal Pichein. Therefore, the Lashon Achila, according to Rabbeinu Avahu, also tells you it's Asr Bahanah. So it's telling you it's Asr Bachila, and one Hechetim, if you shecht it, it's Asr Bachila, and that same Lashon Achila, since it's talking about Isra Achila.
The Torah says, Uba Lashon Aki, that's what's telling you, Isra Hanah.
The Gemara.
Isra Hanah you learn because the Torah says, Uba Lashon Aki.
No, that's only the Havmina here.
And when is the Maskana?
So once you say that, it doesn't make any sense to me. Ashkana is that it's coming from the
Lashon
Achila.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Pasuk says, Ubala Shornaki. That's it, Naki Minakasa.
Right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Right. Time of the Kasa of Baal Shor. Time of the Kasa here. Time of the Kasa of Baal Shor Naki. Imi lo yeachel. Esra Achila. Mashma Isser Hana La Mashma. No Lolam Lo Yachal Isser Hachilub Isser Hana Mashma. Lo Yachal is telling you both, Achila and Hana. It's only a Havmina that Baal Sharnaki. Baal Sharnaki, Hana is Ora, telling you you can't have Hana from the leather.
So you're learning from the word Achila.
Achila is telling you Hana and Achila. Okay. However, the Gemara and Baba Kama in Kedushin, it doesn't mean all Achila, because they say Achila is Asr, according to Rashi and Tosfos and others, Achila is Asr Mishim Nevela. The Gemara there at the end...
You mean Mishim Nevela? Achila is Asr, let's say it's not Nevela.
If it wouldn't be... Gemara's like, according to Rashi, we learn it. If you do it...
If you've shechted, it's still
right,
Asr.
That Lashon Achila is telling you if you shechted, it's still Asr, and it's also telling Nisr Hana. It's telling the Lashon of Achila if you shecht it. So that happens to be how they learn the Gemara.
I understand what you're saying.
In other words, the word Achila tells you two things. It tells you if you shecht it, it's Asr Bachila, and it's also Asr, and any way you have it, whether you shecht or stone it, it's Asr Bahanah.
Okay.
That's what's telling you. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara, okay?
So.
Now the Rambam learns differently. Let's look at the Rambam carefully. He learns differently. He learns that it was only a Havmina. The Gemara says, isn't it a Vela? That was only a Havmina, which was not accepted. The Gemara then changed course in terms of how the drusha, in terms of how it presented, how the drusha. Let's just read it again. I'm sure it's Machalos Surah Dalas, Chaf Beis. Be very carefully. Again, there are two ways to learn this, but this is the way that I think the Pashtus and the Inayim Mishpat learns the same way. It says, Namor Bashor Nisko Blo Yachel Es Basara. The Heichai Efshir La'achlo Achashir Nisko. Bari hu nevela. It's in the vela. Half the Torah tells you can't eat it. It's in the vela. Of course you can't eat it. You don't need to be told you can't eat it. The Gemara's kasha. Rambam says no. Ella lo bo'akos of ella lahodiyacha shekivan shenigmar dino. Once there's a Gemara din, Veskila Nashar Vinasa Kibahema Tameya. It becomes Usr. Watch this Gemara, then it becomes Usr and it becomes like a Behema Tameya. Vin Kadam Vishkato, and if you went ahead and shechted it, Shechita Kishera, shechted it properly before doing Skila instead of doing Skila. Hare the Usr Bahana, it's Usr Bahana. And if you eat kizayis, you're loki, because asr bachila as well. So it's like a behemah tameya, and if you shecht it, therefore it's asr bachila and a hana. Like you shechted a pig, it doesn't make it kosher. Still, it's asr bachila. This is asr bachila and hana if you shechted. And if you do skila, of course you can't sell it, you can't give it to dogs. The parish is mutter and so forth. And Derech Aga, the Rambam, before we can talk the main point here, he says, "Kishi sakil." Once you shecht it, lo yimachal itin l'klav. You cannot sell it, or give it to klavim and so forth. Which you see, the iser hanoah happens once it's killed. It's not asher mahanoah right away. Asher hanoah once it's killed. And the Eidam Lemishpah brings another raya from the quotes from the Rambam. If there's a shor niskel, that it can be sold while it's alive, and its proceeds can be used to pay for nezek. I forgot the raya he brings, but either way, the Rambam passage is like Rabbeinu Tam in that one point that it's mutter, it's not asr mechaim, it's mutter mechaim only asr once it's killed. But the main point I want to show, the thing we see here in the Rambam, is that he doesn't talk about nevela here at all. He only mentions a havmi that isn't in a nevela. And he says no, it's like a behem tamei, and therefore if you shecht it doesn't help. So if that's the case, the pashas in the Rambam is not that there are two types of yisurim or chiyuvim. If you stone it, it's a nevela, and if you shecht it, it's also anyway. He seems to reject the idea of nevela. It's only a havmi in the Rambam versus in the Gemara. Isn't it a nevela? And he says no, it's not a nevela. It's a whole new type of yisur. There's a chalos shor niskel, like it's a new type of creature. Right? It's a new halachic species called shor niskel, and therefore it's like a pig, like a camel or a horse. If you shecht it, it doesn't help. It's still asr bachila, and it happens to be asr bahana as well. That's how the Rambam Pashas learns it. And again, he doesn't mention the Vela here at all. Anything, and he doesn't mention the Matzkan anything about it. In fact, the Rambam, this is a quote from Bryce and for as well, when the Rambam talks about Isra Nevela, and nobody seems to dispute this idea, that if for Behemoth Tmeya there is no Isra Nevela, and the Vela is only for an animal which Shechita will help be Matur. If you have an animal, a kosher animal, the Shechita be Matur, then it's in the Vela if you don't do a Shechita, if you kill it some other way. If it's an animal that's not subject to Shechita in the first place, Shechita won't help it. There is no such thing as Nevela. And that's why when the Rambam says it's like a Behemoth Tmeya, he means Shechita won't help it, and nothing will help it. If you go ahead and do Skila to it, it's not, oh, it's an Nevela now. No, it's not subject to Shechita. Once they declare Shor Niskel, it's not subject to Shechita. And we see from the Rambam, therefore, that he's cholik in terms of, obviously in terms of Nevela, and so the Rishonim, he's cholik also more fundamentally what the Isser Shor Niskel is, what the Gemar Din does. The other Rishonim say the Gemar Din either creates Yisurim upon it, or it creates pending Yisurim. It will be Chala once it's killed, but it creates Yisurim. The Gemar Din creates Yisurim upon the Shor. The Rambam learns, no, the Gemar Din transforms or redefines the Shor. It creates a new halachic species, so to say, called Shor HaNiskel. It creates a new category. Not just creating Yisurim, Asur Bachil, Asur Ma'noah, but it creates a new category. And the Mela, this new category, has its own dinim, has its own Yisurim. That's the Pashas in the Rambam. And this is, the Minchas Chinuch wants to learn that the Rambam would agree. He doesn't discuss this point in terms of he wants to learn that the Rambam is not like Rabbeinu Tam, but it's really Ness from Mechayim, he wants to learn out. But again, the Nine Lemishpat quotes, it has rise against that. And if you look, the simple thing the Rambam here at least is that it's Nasr is also only once it gets skila, once it's killed. Once it has skila, you can't. It's asher hanor. Rambam fails to mention asher hanor kodim skila. Why is that?
Yeah, skila. I just don't see who would argue. Tell me who argues. I'm not convinced that anybody argues with this Rambam. Where do you see that Rashi or
Let me get you the Rashi. Let me get you the other Mishnah. I should have brought him into the table. Let me show you the Bava Kama. Okay. Condition of Amid Bay, A second, please. Here, when Rashi, when the Gemara says Hanimili, when it is Hanimili, the Ravo's statement that Lashon Achila includes Achila and Hanah is only if the Isra Achila is being learned out from that phrase of Achila. You can't have Lotochel cannot mean only Isra Hanah. Lotochel must mean Isra Achila and Isra Hanah. So Rashi there says that the word Achila there, the Shorniskel means Isra Achila as well. It's telling you Isra Achila when you shechted it. It's not telling you Lashon Achila stam. It's telling you if you shechted it, it's Asur Bachila, which means that if you didn't shecht it, the Isra Achila is not learned out from this pasuk. The Torah is not telling you any, not being goes or any Isra Achila if you did not shecht it, if you stone it. Why is that? Because if you stone it, it's Asur Mishum Nevela automatically.
Why are you saying that?
Because the Isra Achila is...
Maybe it's just telling you even if you shecht it. Doesn't mean only. Why are you saying only?
Ulehecha de shachte. When you shecht, it doesn't say afilu shachte. He says ulehecha. When it's telling you this one case, if you shecht the shor nistol,
but it doesn't make any sense. Why should the Torah create two different isurim? It's one isur. What are you telling me? Isur of shor nistol is only when you shecht, and you don't shecht it. You don't have a Isur Shor Nisko?
No, it's also Bahana. Of course, it's Bahana.
But why is there no Isur of Achila of Shor Nisko when you shecht it?
Because already it's
I mean,
no
when you don't
it.
Shecht.
There's no need for it. It's in the Vela.
Maybe no need for it, but it's there anyway. You can't say the Isur plays games. Why are you saying that?
You might intuitively think that way, but I don't think that. There are other rise here as well. If you give me a second, I can try to.
Go ahead. Give me all the rise you want. I'm not convinced of any of your rise.
Okay, you don't have to be. In fact, I think the Mishkin, I think, says only thing. He also says he wants to even the Rambam holds Asur Mishum Nevela. He says everybody holds Asur Mishum Nevela. Mishkin, by the way,
that's a separate thing. You may have an Isur Nevela, but those are two different Isurim. But Shor Nisko has nothing to do with Nevela. These
second.
Are two separate things.
One second. There's a toast I want to show you. There's no. I should have quoted this before. Before we even look at the Baba Kamma, the Gemara says here, Magid Shim Shachta. Let me just look at the Gemara side, okay? Here. Shortest Menayan, Detanya, Mashma Shnemar, Sakli, Sakla, Shori, and any day in the Vela. Isn't it in the Vela? Since the Sakli, Sakla, meets in the Vela, Vela, Sir Bachila, Atam Lor, Loyach, Sar, Magilach, Loyach, is telling you, Im Shachtu, Achrish, Nigmardino, Asur Bachila. Telling you, Sir Achila. Okay? What does Rashi say there? Magilach. This is the Maskan at this point. Telling you, the Sir Achila, the word Achila, telling you, if you shachted it, Asur Bachila. Rashi, Magil, Shim Shachtu, Tarte Ashmin. We're going to have two things from this Pasuk. Pro. Sakol Yisakol is telling you one thing. I'm sorry. Sakol Yisakol Shor. The Nishchat Lo Yachel. And if it gets shechted, it can't be eaten. Now, how could Rashi say the word Lo Yachel is telling you if it gets shechted, it can't be eaten? Let's say it can't be eaten. Period. Even if you shechted it, but it's telling you a chiddush. Shechted it can't be eaten. What do you mean? It should be telling you a total lashon is rechila. That's also to eat even if you shechted it. That's what you think, but it doesn't say that. And Tosfos and our Gemara here, I'm forgetting about here, our Gemara here in Pesachim, when he says, just for a second. Sorry. This is in the Chaf Beis and Mabeis. Tosfos, this is Sakadat Echamina Basar in or low. Maybe I think that the leather is Mutcher Bahana. Gemara says abolish or not to tell the leather is also. In Tamar, Elish took Meor Basar. Why? Let the Torah just not talk about Or Basar and not let you have these Havminas. The Gemara didn't mention, the Torah didn't mention these words. You'd never have a Havmina. Say, well, maybe the Or is Mutcher is really Mutcher, not Bahana. There's Yesh Lomar Ditzterich Basar. Afgav de Abde Kain Basar. The word Basar is telling you you need it there because it's telling you even if you've shechted, you made it like Basar. And he who doesn't hold of this drasha, also drasha achrina, It's telling you for something else. Because if you don't hold to this drasha telling you that it's aser b'chil even if you shechted it, so this phrase in the Torah of Basara was telling you another drasha, which means to say that Tosa says that it could very well be that some say the shor, that there is no iser if you shech the shor and eskel. Shech the shor and eskel is actually a kusher. If you shechted it before skila, it's kusher. That's what Tosas learns here. And the Bach makes the horror there. Tosas there says it's telling you two things. It's telling you it's usher. It's usher. It's skin. It's usher if you go ahead and shecht it. It's usher. It's usher and another isser as well. You see from here that it's either or. Tosas says it could be the one manam, the second manam of the Gemara. There, Tosas says would hold. You know what? If you shecht it, it's taka mutcher. So what do you see there? You see there that there is no general isser of the shor and eskel period. If it existed, then shechita shouldn't help. But Pashas is, it's also like the Havin here, it's also Mishum Nevela, that's what Rashi is going to say here, Nevela, and the Drush of Lo Yachal is only telling you if you shechted it. If you shechted it, then it is also. But if not for that, there would be no need for a Pasuk. The only function of that word Lo Yachal is telling you if you shechted it, it is also. Otherwise, no need for such a drasha. You disagree, of course, but that's how I think the other Rishonim learned, Rashi has learned the Gemara here. Others say the same thing. But at least within the Rambam, we see here, and this is maybe what we would have been intuited. Well, the shor niskel is also as a shor niskel. It's also as a new type of iser achila hana al shor niskel. And the veil is additional or irrelevant. And the Rambam pashas holds it's irrelevant. The Rambam does not mention the veil here, and he says like a behemoth tamea. And if Rambam held it's usher mishum nevela, that would be very misleading to say it's like a behemoth tamea. A behemoth tamea does not have an iser nevela, so he shouldn't say that. So pashas and Rambam is that there's no iser nevela at all. It's only usher mishum shor niskel. So that's the Rambam.
Well, you're not going to say there is no iser nevela. Of course, there's a nevela. It's both.
No.
Why not?
Because if it has been...
It's certainly nevela.
No.
Why not?
Because a behemoth tamea, there's no iser nevela.
He's just giving an example.
Well,
just means
a misleading example.
It just means to tell you it's an additional iser. It doesn't mean to say that there is no iser nevela. There are two iserim. There's nevela, okay. And there's a second iser called shor nisko.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. However, though, the Rambam...
He can't bring me a ride from his mashal. He's just giving an example.
He also missed the idea of nevela here. He should have said...
It's in the parak. Parak Dalet is Hilchos Nevela. Every other halakha in the Rambam is all nevela.
No, him, by the shor.
Every halakha before that, it's all about nevela. So what are you telling me there's no din nevela? Of course there is.
No,
that's the theme of the entire parak.
No, but I'm saying that in the case of the shor nisko.
And the shor nisko is also, it's an additional to nevela.
Let him say it. Let's say lokashtayim. He said like this.
What does he say?
Here he's talking about if you shechted it and eat it, he says here. Okay, so you can say this is only if you shecht and there's no iser nevela.
Right, he only tells you in the case when you shecht.
Right. However, he does not tell
you. But you don't know what he would say in the case where you didn't shecht it. And pashtos, you would get the iserim. You would get the iser of nevela, and then there's the second iser of shor nisko.
Okay, you could say that, but I think you should have mentioned something. You should say something like that. And that's just like, yeah, lokashtayim, you say. If you shechted lokach, lokemishum, shor nisko.
Unless you say it's a problem of ein yisur kal yisur, and then if it's shor nisko already, then you can't get nevela because it's already shor nisko or something.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. You should say, if you eat it, you're lokashtayim.
So maybe he omits it because of any surchalisa.
Okay.
That's a technical thing.
All right. So I was saying.
But if not for that, I mean, there's certainly shor nisko certainly applies to both. That's clear. You agree to that.
What do you mean it applies?
Whether you shecht or not, there's a din of shor nisko.
Oh, about it. Yeah, if you want.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. So we have a focus.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay,
I'll look
okay,
over you.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, so we said the Gemara Din, we said according to the Rashi and Tosfos, Pashas Gemara Din creates Yisurim. According to the Rambam, Gemara Din redefines it as a Heft, as a Shem Shor Nisko. That's why they would say that after Gemara Din, it's all it isn't, they give us Kila, it's just Nevela, all it is Nevela, it just creates Yisurim, whether it's Asur Echaim or Asur Lachar Skila, creates Yisurim, whether now or for the future, according to the others. According to the Rambam, the Pesach Din creates a new creature, a new halachic entity called a Shor Nisko, which has its own Yisurim. That's why I think he's the Mashal of Behemoth Tamea. Okay, either way, there is one machlokas I'd like to finish up with this in a few more minutes. The machlokas, I don't think we discussed it last time, whether a person gets malchus for being nana b'isr hanoah. The Gemara on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis and Pesachim talks about Isser Chilinus or Hanoah, and the Chiyuv for Hanoah, whatever. So Rashi there learns out, many say the same thing. Rebbe David says, seems to learn a similar idea, that a person is Chayiv Malkus for Isser Hanoah. If a person has an Isser Hanoah, I guess that's up a Maisa to do it, whatever, but he has an Isser, and then the Isser from something from Shor Nisko, or whatever it is, he'd be Chayiv Malkus. That's the way that Rashi, Rebbe David, and many of Rishonim learn. The Rambam, though, says Beferush, that there is no Malkus for Isser Hanoah. There's only Malkus for Isser Achila. So it's Asher Bachilim Bahanoah. He's only Loka on the Achila, the inner Loka for the Hanoah. That's the way the Rambam learned. So what do we see from here? We see from here, there's more just like as he said upon this, but the simple idea seems to be that the other Rishonim, most Rishonim seem to learn out, but Achila Hanoah, even if they're related, even if Achila is a form of Hanoah, or Hanoah is an extension of Achila, but however they relate to each other, these are two subcategories of each lav. Every lav has a chila and a hanoah. Those lavim that have both together, these are two subcategories, two subchiyuvim. So if a person does, a person is nene, he'll be chayav also the hanoah. If he eats it, chayav also the achila. Because there are two subcomponents of this lotasa that has an isra chila hanoah. Some components are a chila and a hanoah. The Rambam will learn no. All this is isra hanoah, pure isra hanoah. There is no such thing as a subcomponent called a chila. Pure isra hanoah. Achila, though, is the primary manifestation of Hanoah. In other words, your Rambam holds you get Malkus on the Achila only, because Achila is Hanoah that has the full shear, the full chashivas, the full shear of Hanoah is manifest only through Achila. If a person's nanesh log derech Achila, it might be a nice Hanoah, but it's lacking the entire level of Hanoah of this food. Since it's a food, it's Machal Asur, it's a food, the main Hanoah, the most fundamental, most chashiv Hanoah is Achila. Therefore, Rambam would say, Pashas, that even though Achila is a form of Hanoah, Achila is not a subcategory within Hanoah, it's purely Hanoah. There are no subcategories in any of these Yisurim, it's just one Yisur of Hanoah, but there's no Malkus on the Achila because there's a Chisaron of Shir, lacking the Shir. A person that to have an end of Hanoah from an Yisur Mahalas Asuros, the full Shir Hanoah means to eat it. If he doesn't eat it, a person's lacking shear. He's doing a maisa lacking chashiv, is lacking shear. That's why it's also in a Torah, but there's no malkus for that. Based upon this idea we have, I think we can...
Wait, and why do the other Rishonim say there is?
They say that even if the Isser is Hanoah, the Achila is a form of Hanoah, let's say, like most Rishonim seem to learn out, they would still say that Achila Hanoah, even the Achila, is a sub-component of the Isser Hanoah. The Isser Hanoah has two components, two categories. Pure Hanoah and the Achila Alts Hanoah.
So what's the machlokas? I'm not hearing. What are you saying?
We should have a better hazard. We should probably get a deeper hazard than I'm saying. You're right. Let's think about it for a minute.
But I'm not understanding. Just tell me what you're saying. What are you saying?
When the Torah asers Achila, let's say Achila asers Achila and Hanoah together. So, what's the idea? If the idea is that Achila is the primary in Isser, and Hanoah is an extension of Achila, right? So, or if you say that Achila is Hanoah is the primary in Isser, and Achila is the main form of Hanoah. But in both cases, Achila and Hanoah, whether one's a form of the other, but they have their own identity within the other. In other words, Achila is a subcategory within Hanoah, or Hanoah is a subcategory within Achila. The Isser Achila Hanoah coming together means that both of them are in one fell swoop. They're both in one larger category, but they're two subcategories of one category.
Who says this?
That's most Rishonim. That's what most Rishonim say. There's Malkus for Hanoah, because Hanoah itself is its own category of Isser. The Hanoah might be included as an extension of the Isser Achila, but it's not just like a Dover Tufel itself. It's not lacking Chashivus. It's its own identity. Within the Isser Achila is a subcomponent called Isser Hanoah. Or Farkir, if you say the Isser Hanoah is the main Isser and Achila is a form of Hanoah, is the primary form of Hanoah, so we still say there are two, within this Isser Hanoah, there are two components.
So what does the Rambam say?
The Rambam says there's no components. The Torah asers b'Hanoah, period. There's no such thing as the Torah asers b'Hanoah and having two components to the Isser Hanoah. The Isser Hanoah has only one component called Hanoah. There is no way to look. But however, you have to do it to nene to the full shear. If you don't nene enough to the full shear, there's no malchus.
I'm not hearing you. I don't know what you're saying. What's your chakira? I don't know your chakira right now.
Here is,
tell me the chakira. What's your chakira?
How does one envision the relationship of Achila and Hanoah when they're part of the same lav? Do you say that these are two subcomponents of the lav?
Or
you say that, which the Rambam's way, I think, that the Isser is purely Hanoah. The Torah, if a person can't eat Shor Nisko, the Isser is purely Hanoah. Do not be Nanif from Shor Nisko, period. Why does he have Malkus only for the Achila? Because Achila is the only type you get, that you're being Nana Ad Kadeh Shir, that you're being Nana Lagamri. since it's a Michael, the Minan and the Gomri from this thing means to eat it. A person fails to eat it, he only has.
You're saying according to the Rambam, Achila is a form of Hana, and according to the other ones, these are two separate components? Even that's what you're saying?
Even if they might say Achila maybe is Nasser, Begetter Hana, but it has its own identity. Achila and Hana have their two subcomponents to a larger Isser. They're both in the Getter, let's say, of Hana, or of Achila, but they're two subcomponents within that Isser. In that love. The Rambam said there are no subcomponents. The whole is purely don't be nana. But if a person's nana from a food and doesn't eat the food, that's a chisaron in his hanoah. The person, if you give a person a hamburger and you the hamburger to smell, you smelled it or you looked at it or whatever, if you sell it, you're not being nana akideshi or chiyav. It's a chisaron.
So you're saying according to Rambam, achila is a form of hanoah.
Pure hanoah. No
and according to the others, Achila is not a form of Hana. Achille. It's just related to Hana? That's what you're saying?
Achille.
That's your fakir? Is it a form of Hana related to Hana?
They would also agree that Achila can be a form of Hana, but they would say that within the category of Hana, the generic category of Hana, there are two subcategories. There's Hana, Stam Hana, and there's Achila, a specialized type of Hana. Even yes or no, there are two ways to be, two Torah Asurs, there's two ways to be Nana from this Mahalas Asurus. Having stam hana.
But I don't see what's the difference. Call it two categories. Those are just, you know, words. I mean,
no, the two
call it one
and
category.
I mean,
but sorry. What's the difference? It's all one Isser. So what's the difference?
No, but I mean, there are two Isser built into this one law, according to the most Rishon. That's why he gets Malkus for both of them.
But what does it mean there are two Isser? If you're telling me it's all one form of the other, so what do you mean it's two Isser?
In other words, within, I'm probably
the Rambam says, no, it's all one same Isser. What do you mean two Isserim? If one is a form of the other, they're not two Isserim. It's all one Isser. What does it mean to say they're two Isserim? What does that mean?
What it means to say, it means
if you're telling me every Achila is a form of Hana, the Rambam is right. How can you possibly say they're two Isserim?
No, because according to the other Rishonim, you would say, Achila is a form of Hana, what does that mean? There's nothing special about Achila. Achila just happens to be the...
An example.
Example is the only time you're...
Okay, so that's exactly what the Rambam says. Okay.
The other Rishonim would say...
So once you tell me it's an example, Achila and Hana are Hainu Hach. So then, therefore, the Rambam doesn't count as Hana as separate.
Right.
So why the Kasha is on them. Why do they count them as separate? Why should you get separate Malkus for Achila and Hana?
They would say...
Are you telling me that according to the other Rishonim, you count them as two separate laws?
No one would say that idea. No one would say that idea. No, it's always one law. But this one law has two. They're both forms of Hanoah, but the Torah asserts each form independently, so to say. And the Torah is machshav, each form is an independent.
Well, different forms of the same Yisur.
Yeah, different.
So basically, the Rambam says Achila is the most important, and the other ones are Tafel. Hana is Tafel, and Achila is the Iker Hana.
Mm-hmm.
And the other Rishonim are saying it's all different; they're all the same. Achila is not anymore.
They would agree that Metzias that is less. They would agree that. But they would.
So then, what are they arguing about?
They're arguing about the following: when the Rebbe Vo said the Torah asks Achila and Hana, right? Everyone agrees it's all the same law. Everyone would agree.
Why don't you just simply say the Machlokis is the classic Hakira, whether you say Achila is a form Hana, or Hana is an extension of the Achila.
It won't help.
Why not?
Because many
if you say like the Rambam, the Iker is the Rambam, you say the Iker is the Hana.
Right.
Achila is the Iker form of Hana.
Right.
So therefore, you're not going to get a Malkus for the Hana because that's not the Iker form. The Iker is the Achila. The other Rishonim will say no. Hana is an extension of the Achila.
Right.
Therefore, you get Malkus for the Achila, and you're also getting Malkus for Hana because it's an extension of the Achila itself. So you're really getting Malkus for the same Easter in different forms.
I would
be the easy way of giving the Hesber.
I would have said that some Rishonim hold that the Isser really is that Achila is a form of Hanoah, and Afal Pichin they hold that you're chayav for the Achila and for the Hanoah, they're chayav for both of them. That's the problem.
You sure?
Yeah. For instance, I'll give you an example.
Give me an example.
Yeah, for instance, the Yad Ramah. The Rebbeinu David on Chafdal Adam Beis. The Gemara there has two lashonos about being nana shelo lo kedarka. That's two lashonos. There's a machlokes how to learn the two this the comma and the bas. The two lashonos in the Gemara. Rebbeinu David quotes one way, which is to say that the Yisur Achila. is really a person really the, which is we rejected the way we seem to hold the maskana. The achila is chayev achila shlo kedarka. A person eats shlo kedarka. Shlo kedarka hanoi is chayev. But to be nana, of course, has to be nana kedarka. Otherwise, there's no chiyev. And that would say that achila is also al tachila. Pure achila, forgetting about the hanoi.
But where is Rabbi Nadavid?
He quotes from his rabbi apparently. I said the first lesson of the Gemara there said that achila, even shlo kederach hanoah, is chayav malchus. But hanoah, of course, has to be derech hanoah. That's the first shot. That's the first piece in the Gemara there. And Dama says that piece would be holding that achila really is asr al tachila, not asr al form of hanoah, because you don't need to be nen and you're still chayav malchus. So obviously achila is asr b'taras asma, bifnei asma, forgetting about hanoah. Now hanoah is tacked onto the achila postures, but achila has its own isr, not part of hanoah. And David says no, it can't be. He says no, I don't agree with that, but no, everyone agrees shlo kedar hanoah, there's no chiyav. So pastor Rabbeinu David therefore saying that pastor is the machlokus. Do we say that achila is also al tachila, or achila is also form of hanoah? If it's also itself as achila, then he gets person. You can see he'll get malchus, forgetting about hanoah because he's a ma'is achila. Whereas if you say that achila is asr as a form of hanoah, then it's inconceivable to say that a person can get malchus for achila.
Okay, no.
So Rabbeinu David rejects that sheet. He says, no, we have to have hanoah, otherwise he can't be.
Okay.
And he also happens to hold that a person is malchus for achila and for hanoah.
Yeah, but we still could say that he holds that the hanoah is an extension of achila. I don't see why you reject that. Creates a contradiction.
No, it would be because according to him,
he holds hanah is an extension of achila. Why can't you say that?
Because he holds that achila is a begetter hanah. That's why he rejects.
How do you see that? He's saying hanah is a getter of achila.
He cannot tolerate the idea to say that achila shlo keder hanah bichayev. He says he cannot say such a thing. He says.
Okay, so
why is that? Pashas, that is because the achila has to be has to express hanoah. There's no such thing. If achila could be meaningful on its own, and hanoah is tacked onto achila, okay, fine. Achila is meaningful on its own. You don't need to have hanoah according to that one mandamer. You cannot have a mandamer like that. The mandamers cannot exist that way because achila must.
I mean, you're talking about an example of something that's kiderach achilasa but not kiderach hanasa. Like, what's the case we're talking about? What's the gemara?
Examples there.
Yeah, give me the case.
When he quotes this machlok, he's not talking about it. I'm just quoting the.
You have a bubble column. You know.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Since according to these Yudas, there's.
No, I'll try to move on. Just to.
Sorry. Therefore.
Okay. The Gemara first says Amar Bavo Riochanan Kol Yisur Shmatora and Lokin Ale and Ella Deru Hachilasan. Mute Mai, Amr Shima Dute, Shim Achal Chelev Chai Putcher, okay?
Derech Achilasa.
Right.
Okay. So far, all you see is Derech Achila.
Right, not Derech Hanoah, right?
Right, it just says Derech Achilasa.
Bichaya for Achila, you don't need to have Hanoah. That's the way that he quotes, which he does not accept. And the next mandamer says, "Kol yisur shmatora in lokin ala ala darach hanasan." You must have hanoah.
Okay.
Mutei mai, mutei if he puts chelus shor nishkal agav makasa shupater.
Yeah.
Nishkal on his mak or whatever. So, David quotes that the first sheet that says that she's only that
darach hachilas.
Right. But if it's not darach, but if it's low darach hachilas, the hanas doesn't matter. Having hanoah does not matter. You're still high for a chil without hanoah. Doesn't matter. No need for hanoah. The second Manamar says you have to have Hanoah.
Yeah. So Rabbi Nadav says the first opinion in Gemara doesn't make sense.
No, he said he learned the first opinion differently. So the first opinion he says, most agree, the first opinion does not mean to say something else. It does not mean to say that you don't have to have Hanoah, Derech Hanoah. Derech Hanoah, so you that I have to have. It means something else. I don't have it in front of me. It means something else. But it does not mean that you have ever, it's intolerable to say that you don't have to have Hanoah. You cannot, there's a Chilah B'Chilah without Derech Hanoah. It's impossible. So Pashas is, from him, that a Chilah is a representation, a reflection of Hanoah, right? So there, and you can say it's the primary reflection of Hanoah. But afal pichein,
I mean, I don't have to say that. I could still say he holds the primary thing is the achila, but you could say because Hana is an extension of achila, if you do an achila which is shelo derech hanasan, that's a chisern in achila as well. It's a simen. It's not a siba, but it's a simen. It's a giloy that there's something wrong with the achila as well. If that achila cannot generate a hana, then there's something wrong with that achila.
The quality of the achila.
Right.
Okay, you could say that. Okay.
And we don't have to say that the ikar is the hana.
Okay, very good. Okay. I'll just try to finish up. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Am I keeping shulah, by the way? I'll be fast. Okay, so however we learn it out, there's the following kasha. I think it's a kasha, the following kasha. I think what we said here really answers this kasha. Hashem, this will be it. Rachim, that will be it. Hashem. What is... We see from here an unusual thing, except according to Rav. According to Rav, we've seen a very unusual thing here, that the Isser, this is the way they learn out the Gemara and Bava Kama and the Kiddushin of Shor HaNiskel. The Isser Achila, Lashon says Lo Yachel by the Shor HaNiskel, that's only referring to if a person shech the Shor HaNiskel, that it's Aser Ba Achila. Also Shor HaNiskel. But if it doesn't shech the Shor HaNiskel, it's Aser Alton Veil anyway. And that'll. However, the general iser hanoah from Shor HaNiskel we learned out from this unusual case. If you shech the Shor HaNiskel as unusual, special iser achila by shechting it, teach the iser hanoah for every Shor HaNiskel. Not only that, but most Rishonim would say that the Shor HaNiskel is Nasser Mechayim. They would say, you know what? Right now, Mechayim is Aser. It's only Aser Bahanoah. Iser Achila is, of course, once he's a skeeler, once he gets killed some other manner, it will be Aser Achila. But the iser hanoah comes earlier, precedes it, so it's also Bahanoah as soon as they pass them, they came with Mardin. It's also Bahila later on once they do Skila to it or once they Shechta, whatever they do. The Isra Hanoah precedes the Isra Achila. Therefore we see Isra Hanoah and Achila are separated in two manners. Number one, they're separated by the Isra.
Wait, what do they say? So this again, what happened?
Yeah, two things. Number one, the way the
Gemara. Well, who says this?
This is the way the Rashi learns the Gemara in Kiddushin in Bava Kama. That the Lashon Achila Lo Yachel is the sorrow is telling you two things. It's telling you if you shech the Shor HaNiskel, it's Asur al Shor HaNiskel. And also the Shor HaNiskel is Asur B'Hanoah, even if you stone it. It's Asur B'Hanoah, period. So the Achila and Hanoah are not really coinciding together. This Achila from the Pasuk is only this Achila from shechting the Shor HaNiskel. This Hanoah from the Pasuk is telling you all Hanoah of the Shor HaNiskel. Number two, the Isser.
But how can you say that if you're learning from the word Lo Yachel? How can you learn that the Achila and Hanoah are separate? That doesn't make any sense. You're telling me the Makor is from the word Achila.
Mm-hmm.
How can the word Achila teach you Hana when the Hana is totally irrespective of the Achila? That's completely against the whole principle of Rav Avahu's Yisod. You can't say that.
That's how Rashi seems to learn this.
But I don't believe Rashi says this. No.
That's the Chabur will look at it.
No. Rashi can't possibly say such a thing.
That's
no, it's like the Rashi before you were telling me about. I don't believe Rashi says
sure
any of this stuff.
Sure,
you know?
I think that's what he means. All right.
Okay, you know.
I'll present it after, and we'll give me a rebuttal afterwards. I'm sorry. Okay. So anyway, number two, though, you see the following, which even more, if you don't want to say that.
Like the whole concept of Rav Avahu's din is Achila and Hana connected.
Right.
If you're saying this, that's Mamish has, when the Gemara starts asking Akash and Rav Avahu, this whole Gemara doesn't make sense. You can't ask Akash and Rav Avahu from a principle that's not following the din of Achila and Hana. Rav Avahu's din is only when the Hana and Achila are connected. How can the Gemara possibly ask the Kasha from a case where Achila and Hana are not connected?
They are connected.
What do you mean they're connected? You're telling me they're completely separate. They're not connected according to you.
There is a connection between them.
What is it?
That if you shecht it, it's also Bachila, it's also Asr Bahana. But even if you don't shecht it, it's still Asr Bahana.
So they're not. So the Hana has nothing to do with the Achila. That means it's completely not connected. How can you tell me that this has anything to do with Rav Avahu and Kishkiya?
Part of the same Isser.
You tell me they're not the same Isser. One is Nevela, one is the Shor HaNiskel.
No.
They're not the same Isser, according to Rashi,
say. In a certain time, they won't be part of the same.
Okay, so then it has nothing to do with Kishkiya and Rav Avahu.
It does, because if you check them, they are related.
But if you don't check it, they're not. So how can you talk about that? Right?
I'm not sure
how can you generate an Isser Hana, which has had nothing to do with the Achila, when you don't shecht? You're telling me when you don't shecht, the Hana has nothing to do with the Achila. The Achila is because of Nevela, and the Hana is because of Shor HaNiskel. They're completely unconnected.
That would be true, yeah.
No, so what does this have to do with Rav Avahu's din?
Rav Avahu's din is telling you, according to the Rishonim, telling you that if
Rav Avahu's din of Hana is when the Hana is connected to the Achila, when it's independent.
Shecht, they are connected.
But the Gemara talks about a case when they're not.
That's
where does this din Hana come from? when you don't shecht it. The din hana when you don't shecht it. That's not Rav Avahu's din. That's a new hana, which is not following Rav Avahu's principle.
Why shouldn't that be activated as well? Why shouldn't that exist?
Because the hana has to be part of achila. That's Rav Avahu's o yisod.
Kol
makom shenemar b'torah lo tocho. Don't eat it.
Right.
Echad yisur achila v'echad yisur hana. Which means the hana and achila are connected.
Well, maybe in theory they are connected. It's being megala to the Yisrael exists. It doesn't mean to say that any time there's Hanoah must be purely a pure outcome of the Achila.
What is it telling you?
It's telling you that they, in abstract, they give Hanoah abstract.
What do you mean abstract? I'm asking based on the Lamdas. What's the Lamdas between Achila and Hanoah? Yeah. They're not connected.
No, I'm sorry. They are. And the idea in general is they're connected, but in this application,
In general how they're connected. According to Rashi, how are they connected? What's the connection?
Yeah.
According to you, they're completely not connected.
You can say Achila normally is a form of Hanoah, or Hanoah is a form of Achila. That's the theory. That's how they normally are. That's how they normally are.
I'm talking about regarding this din of Shor Nisko. Regarding Shor Nisko, if you don't shecht it, it's Nivela.
Right.
And Hanoah is a completely separate Isser. So the Hana and Achila have nothing to do with each other. The Achila is the Nevela, and the Hana is a new Yisur.
Right.
So
they happen not to be chal together. I agree.
No.
That's what I want to say.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying the following. If you say the pshat is that Achila and Hana, the idea of Lashon Achila is telling you these two Yisurim, they normally do relate. Kestam, day to day life, they relate. And most certainly do relate. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean they actually are chal, have to be chal in tandem, b'hadi hadadi. They don't have to be chal together. Because really, these are two separate components of one Yisur. They don't need to be chal all or nothing altogether as one thing, in one fell swoop. That would be the way I think the most Yisurim are learning it out here. That's why they can say, look, we have the same kasha in general. How can it be Yisrael? How can it be? Forgetting about me or you,
according
to Rosh Hashanah, the Shor Nisko is Nesar Michayim, right?
Not like Rabbeinu.
Right, Nesar Michayim.
No.
Now, when is it Asr Bachila? Once it is stoned, right? Once it's Shech Shechiter or Skila, at that point it's going to be Isser either.
Who said? Who told you that?
Wait.
According to other Rishonim, you can say it's Asr Bachila right away.
Wait.
Why do you have to say anything? According to the other Rishonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam, you learn very simple. If I don't learn like you. So you say very pasha. There's a new Isser called Shor Nisko, which has within a din of Isser Achila and Hana.
Right.
It's all one din. Mm-hmm. And Hanami is not restricted till you kill it. And right away, it's a din that you can't eat and you can't, let's say, Tmeya, Behema Tmeya. Mm-hmm. Behema Tmeya is also even when it's alive. You don't have to wait till it's dead for the Isser Behema Tmeya. It's like that's the Mashal the Rambam gives. So Shor Nisko is like a Behema Tmeya. It's a new Isser. And it's Chal Michayim. And it has been both Dina Yechila and Hana like Maimash. I mean, a Behema Tmeya doesn't have Hana in it. But,
right.
I mean, Legaba Isser Achila, Behema Tmeya is Asr when it's Michayim. You don't have to wait till it's dead. Shor Nisko is like a Behema Tmeya. Except it's also Asr Bana. So where do you have to wait till it's dead? There's no problem.
If that's the case, then why is the Gemara say? I see what you're saying. Why is the Gemara say, it's in the Vela. Why isn't the Gemara should have had it? The Gemara should have said, it's Asr Michayim al Tzachila. The Gemara should have said,
But the Gemara is trying to derive it. The Gemara doesn't know that at the outset. The Gemara is trying to prove to you there's this. The Gemara in the outset thinks all it is just the din Nevela. The Gemara doesn't know anything. So now, the Gemara thinks, it's just Nevela. So Gemara says, it's just Nevela, right? Mm-hmm. Why does the Torah have to tell you don't eat it? We know it's us because it's Nevela. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara is deriving for you that there's a new Easter called Shor Nisko. Okay, but once the Gemara derives this new Easter of Shor Nisko, in economy it's not restricted to being dead if we're not learning like Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
It's a new Easter, and it's Chal Michayim, and that's it. And there's no problem. And that's the simple reading of the Gemara.
Pashas and Rashi is not that way, though.
Well, look, I don't know any pashtas of any Rashi, okay? You know,
right.
I think what I'm saying is more pashtas, okay?
Right. I'll just finish. Shleimus, whatever you want to call it. I'll just finish. The way I was going to say is as follows. Okay, guys, see you. I'll follow. The Rambam, I may have mentioned this last year, I'll have mentioned it. The Rambam in the Yad, in the Koseros, like the headlines for the Yisurim, he mentioned in Hilchos Machon Suros, the Shor Nisko, he says the Yisur slowly hanus is Shor Niskel. Now, why does he say that? Every other Issa, they have like over 20 Issurim there. Everything is Lecho, Shlelecho, Shlelecho, except for Yayin Esa, Chlo Dishtus. Everything is Lo Lecho. Why is he so Lehanus? Why is that? But the Rambam holds, as I was suggesting, that really Issur Achila is pure Issur Hanoah. It's just the most chashuv manifestation of it. It's really the pure Issur Hanoah. And therefore, since before the animal is shechted, you can't talk about Achila. It's not a Meichel before it's shechted. Therefore, normally Achila is the most bole thing, stands out the most noticeable thing. Therefore, Achila is how you define the Mahalas Asuras. However, before the shechted, there is no Issur Achila to speak about. It's just an abstract, theoretical, suspended Issur. Since it's formulated as Nisr Hanoah, and there's no Achila to speak about now, it doesn't stand out at all. Therefore, the Rambam is Magdur as Nisr Hanoah. That's all I want to say. But parenthetically, but the main all I want to finish up is the follows. Those were shown that say that the Shor is Asur Mechayim, right? And assuming that they would say that the Isser, even whatever it is, Isser or Asur Mechayim, assuming that they would say that there's not going to be an Isser, what I was suggesting at least, of Shor Nisko of Achila till after it's stoned or shechted if it gets shechted. How could it be Asur Mechayim but there's no Isur Achila to Lachar Misa? Because they would say L'shutasam that there are two components to the Lashon Achila, the Isur Achila. It's one Lav, but there's a component of Achila and a component of Hanoah. The component of Hanoah is Chal Mishas Gemardin. The component of Achila is not Shayach. It's hovering, it's suspended, waiting to be Chal until the animal is Shechted. But even though that's not Chal yet, there still can be the component of Isur Hanoah being Chal as soon as they make a Pesach, make Mardin, the Shor Niskel. It's Asur Mechayim Bahanoah then. But Asur Achila, you can't even speak about until it is Shechta, but it doesn't matter because these are two different components. They can be Chal in different times. Rambam could not agree with that idea. He said that Hanoah and Achila can never be separated because Achila is Hanoah. There's no separate identity called Achila when you have Nisr Hanoah. The Nafkamina would be as follows. I'm not saying this Lamaisa because this is dependent on a lot of assumptions, but if you want to make a Nafkamina as follows, let's say that Ashur Hanisko make a Gemar Din, then it becomes Nesar B'Hanoah. So Nesar Hanoah is Chal upon it Lachar Gemar Din. If Paskin is Shor Nisko, there's a Gemar, make Gemar Din, then it's Nesar B'Hanoah. So other Rishonim, most Rishonim, according to what I'm suggesting, would learn that the Isser Achila would still be Chal, which means a person could get Malkus Rachila. So Nesar Hanoah, whatever, would be Bichal upon the Shor Nisko after Gemar Din, right? However, and let's say that would impede the regular Isser Hanoah of the Shor Nisko, because it's Ein Isser Chal Isser. That's making a lot of assumptions, a theoretical case. So it's Nesar, Bahanoah, Lachar Gemar Din, something else, and then they go ahead and they do a skila to it, let's say, and at that point, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be Nesar, Bahanoah. So even I'm suggesting, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there still would be a chiyuv and there'd be a skila, Alts Basar Shor Nisko, let's say he shechts it, whatever it is, because even though the Hanoah component, say Nesar Chal Isser, but the Achil component is a separate component of Isser, that still would be Chal. It's not being blocked. There's no Anus or Chal Isser by that. Achil and Hanoah can be bifurcated. They can be separated, bifurcated. Rambam would say Achil and Hanoah work together. Hanoah is always a form of Hanoah. Once something is, well, if you can't have a Chal Isser Hanoah, you cannot have a Chal Isser Achil. Achil is not a separate component. It cannot be Chal separately. That would be the Nafkamina.